Wanna watch this episode?
What?
Check us out on YouTube.
Holy shit!
Moist Monday Podcast at YouTube.com.
You ever think about that? This is basically just a radio show.
A podcast?
Yeah. Well, that's one reason I always wanted to do one. It's just because I had a radio show back in the day.
I mean, being on the radio is fun.
But it's really not different except for we're not just on the radio.
Yeah.
But also no one listens to the radio anymore.
I listen to the radio.
Oh.
I like especially the morning shows.
Okay.
I love morning shows.
See, I listen to podcasts.
Oh, see,
for my morning show.
It's always fun to just tune it in, but then it is commercials and music.
Yeah.
But it is fun because it's live.
That's fair.
And then once you're done talking, you're done talking. Like, you don't have to do any post-production or anything. Podcasts are so much more work. But I guess they don't have to be.
Yeah, because also they're actively mixing. They're actively getting
they're
sponsored.
They're doing
a lot during.
And they're getting paid.
Yeah. And they have people who tune in.
Well, we have a dozen of listeners.
Mm-hmm.
So people listen to us.
Yeah, and we're here for you. So what's going on, bud?
Well, I do have a quick story to start the hour. So last week I went to St. Louis for work, which was pretty fun.
Yeah, because we basically traded staff for a bar for a night.
Because they have they have a holiday party, and I went to go work down there. So five of us went to go work down there. The bar's bigger. When they asked how many people that we brought, and we were five, they were oh, we usually have seven.
Sure.
Always two kitchen people. But five of us went. And I don't know if you know about this yet, but we all got mild food poisoning.
I did not know about that. That's so funny.
Yes.
So you all bonded together.
Yes. So we left so fucking early.
Yeah.
We left 6 a.m., got to St. Louis at 11 a.m.
Yeah, no one's told me about that.
We didn't have to be at the bar till 4.
Right.
So I don't know why we left so early.
Why didn't leave at
11.
10.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. But then we were we might be able to get into the Airbnb early.
Okay, or you could have just slept.
I know, people were mad. But we got there early, and we were well, I guess we should eat lunch.
Yeah.
So we went to this barbecue place.
Was it good?
It was pretty good.
Until?
But then we all got fucking mild food poisoning.
How mild?
Like all of our stomachs were fucked up. We had to kept shitting and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Five of you that don't know each other that well either.
Yeah, just had to keep going to the bathroom.
That's so funny. Sharing your Airbnb bathroom, just shitting yourself.
Yeah, so, and we couldn't get into the Airbnb till 3:30.
So you really shouldn't have left early.
Yeah. So then we were just fucking around in St. Louis. We played mini golf, but then we just kept having to go to the bathroom.
That's incredible. Yeah. No, I did not hear about that at all.
Yeah. It was very mild because it was weird.
Yeah.
The barbecue was good, but I don't know what happened. I think maybe it could have been a mixture of waking up early, but all five of us got it.
Yeah, all of you.
Yeah. Which is funny. So that was a weird bonding experience. We were all just oh, our stomachs are fucked.
Yeah. Now we have to go work a job we don't know.
Yeah, and we've been up for 24 hours.
Yeah, because you guys probably didn't get out of there till 3 a.m.
We didn't get out of there till 3:30.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which sucks. You know, we got there at 4, stayed. So we basically worked for 12 hours. Mm. Plus we're up. Yeah, it was. But St. Louis, the up down in St. Louis is fucking sick.
Yeah, I like it there.
It
the
was
basement's
cool.
Like a maze.
Yeah, it was really cool. There's games everywhere and you feel like you can get lost. And then they have the cool outdoor patio, which is sick.
Yeah, all the other bars have outdoor patios. And
one's
jealous.
In the middle of the building.
Oh, yeah.
Because the patio is just I don't know, in the middle of, it's weird.
Sure. Because last time I went there was, I think, in December, January.
The patio's sick because they have, their N64 or GameCube hooked up out there. Mm. And, so many people are out there just smoking cigarettes and vaping. And I think people were smoking weed out there. Because
it's legal there,
yeah.
Right?
And I was that's fucking sick.
I feel like you're still
sick.
Not allowed to smoke it at a bar.
I don't know. I think people were.
That's so weird.
I don't know. I wish Iowa was fucking legal.
Yeah, because Iowa took another big old step backwards this past week. Yeah, we'll keep you up to date on local Iowa news because it's fucked.
Yeah, we're fucked.
Last time we talked about how we had literal Nazis. And I think, I don't know if I made it to the comment to you or on here where it's it's fun to call them all Nazis, but they're not literally. But these ones literally were neo-Nazis.
It turned out they were Nazis.
I looked up their group and was oh, nope, they are just straight up neo-Nazis.
And we're just God damn it. Now
they're just taking a walk.
Yeah, it's just what the fuck
ridiculous.
Is going on?
And then this past week, Iowa speed ran a bill through to strip civil rights away from transgender people.
Yeah.
And it was the bill was called the Removal of Civil Rights Act.
Why would you pass a bill with the word removal in it?
Remove civil right. Yeah, it's just It's so annoying because, like,
yeah, and the fact that they sped, like, they got it passed in like 2 days.
Well, and also, it doesn't
like,
even
it's so fucked
for what like they were trying to do, which is they're I think they're trying to get like drag kids or kids out of drag shows and shit like that, and like remove like bathroom. Like, it's just like they're not even doing it the proper way. Like,
yeah,
these bills aren't well made and they're like weird and confusing, and like it turns out they apply to a lot of different shit now. Yeah. Because now I think they're running an anti-homelessness one, which will technically make it if you fall asleep outside, you can get a huge fine or something like that.
What the fuck?
They're just like, and like,
well, why?
They're doing things that they claim will help. Like, that's what pisses me off about the transgender one, too, is they're doing it in the voice of feminism, trying to make it more like safe for women. When like we have transgender friends and we talked about this, like, I don't fucking want. Like, we have a transgender woman friend. Yeah. Like, I don't want her in my fucking bathroom. That'd be so weird.
Yeah, it'd be weird, yeah.
Like, it's, we're so past, like, the it being the norm that it would be so wrong to, like,
I just don't understand why we're fucking with it.
Yeah,
quit
why
fucking
we're,
with it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, let's actually just move forward.
Yeah, what are we doing?
It's so weird how easy it is to take a giant step backwards, but even inching forward is just a battle.
Yeah, because everyone's got to, but it's, like, so dumb because it's, like, now those people can't not get a job or can not get a house.
Right, yeah. How just, does that help if you can't rent to them?
Yeah, because and the excuse can be, well, you're trans.
Yeah. And like, how does that help?
That's
anything?
So fucked.
They're not
doing anything.
I don't think they're bad renters.
No.
I would doubt it.
Like, they're just people.
Yeah. Like it's just, yeah, they just need a place to sleep. But also, they're making it more illegal to not own a place to sleep. It's fucking
ridiculous.
So
if you're homeless, you get even more fucked?
Yeah. I mean, that's how it's always been, though.
What the hell?
Because I think they're really trying to... I saw another person talk about it where it's like, if at a homeless shelter any drugs are found, like, that the owner of the shelter will get, like, heavily fined.
Oh, jeez.
So, like, if someone is, like, struggling to get sober, they cannot go to a home because otherwise they'll fuck that home. Like, the home cannot accept them.
That sucks.
It's just hurting the hurt more and,
yeah,
like, making...
You need those support systems.
Obviously, the system didn't work great beforehand, but
yeah.
This is clearly
yeah,
not
this is
the answer.
Not, this is ruining it.
Yeah, no, it's just kicking them while they're down. It's fucking ridiculous.
I really don't understand.
Yeah.
I feel like shit's just happening every day now.
Yeah, I mean, today, the tariffs kicked in, so the stock market is crashing. I don't know what that means, though, because the stock market's basically gambling on businesses, right?
Yeah, I think so.
That's the best way I can...
And people invest their money in the stock market?
Yeah, and like it goes up and down. I don't know. I'm trying to play the stock market in GTA, but I'm really bad at it.
He's playing it in a game.
Well, yeah, all I know for that is if there's two companies that are similar, you invest in one and you blow up the trucks of the other one. So that's what I'm doing, and it's not working so far. I just keep getting arrested.
Well, I'll try doing that in real life, see what happens.
Maybe. I don't know if like blowing up a FedEx truck would help. This is also just thinking.
Hypothetical.
I'm not going to do it. Hypothetically. How many FedEx trucks would you have to blow up with no casualties?
I mean, if you think about just...
For UPS to go up in stock.
I mean, if you think about just one, and you did a lot, that's like 200 fucking plus packages.
Yeah, but it's also just like a square mile radius of packages.
That's true.
I don't give a shit about those people in my radius.
You have to blow up like a plant.
Yeah, but we won't, and you shouldn't, but you'd have to.
And like, I don't even know if that would even affect, like, would UPS go up?
I mean, like, I think the cog in the machine would chip a little, but it just keep on turning.
Yeah, because FedEx will go, hey, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll hire someone new.
Yeah, we'll get them.
It's fucking wild. And yeah, why can't we just legalize weed at least? Like, if we just start with the bare basics of just improving economic values and just like living, like,
yeah,
just
like,
creature comforts. If I could just smoke a joint in my backyard, game changer.
And then also you're putting that money back into the economy.
Yeah, I buy locally.
The taxes are, all the other states that have legalized it are reaping the rewards of it. And everyone's so much happier because they're high. Smoking weed is dope.
It's just nice.
It's the best.
It kind of is. I need to cut back again on it too.
I need to cut back too.
Yeah,
but
I just got back.
I just bought a new pen, so now I'm smoking it all the time, and I'm getting nothing done.
Yeah, because I hit this wave the other day where, like, because usually I like it where I feel really high for a moment, and then it just kind of goes away. Yeah. But when mine kind of went away, it kind of just like left me at this place where I just felt really dumb. I was like, oh shit!
But you didn't feel high anymore?
I felt like kind of high, but I was just like, I'm just stupider now. That's a problem.
You got stuck.
Yeah. Like in just this weird middle ground where I like the peak where I'm really anxious, but also things can't. It's just if I don't find something to think is really funny, then I get real anxious.
That doesn't sound fun at all.
No.
And
so
that happens to you every time you get high?
Not every time. But
what the fuck?
So where lately I've been texting you funny ideas when I'm really high. If I don't find a funny idea, then I'm like, why the fuck am I even trying to think of funny ideas? This is my life we're talking. And I'm trying to make jokes.
And I'm trying to laugh at this economy.
Well, no, it's even like where I'm just like, why are we doing this fucking podcast? It's so stupid. But then like when I'm sober, I'm like, oh yeah, it's just because it's kind of fun.
Because it's a radio show.
Well, and also like it's just slightly, it's a little bit of fun I can have in this dumbass life.
Just gives an excuse to fucking.
Yeah, and then I'm like, well, I like listening to dumb podcasts. I like watching stupid like videos. So I can just also.
Yeah, you can also contribute.
Yeah.
I just get high and just like, I'll just like play video games or watch a movie and then just get.
You don't rethink it your entire life constantly?
Not really.
Really?
I do that when I'm sober.
Fair, yeah, because you do have, I don't know.
So that's reverse. So like when I get high, it's my escape.
Sure. Me, it just throws me into it.
Yeah. Now you know how I feel right now.
Well, I don't do great not on it, too.
Life's fucking weird, dude.
Yeah.
And we're just getting, oh, man, it's March. Politics are getting weird. Dude, in 6 months, what is it going to be like?
Like, literally, this country's going to be different.
I mean, Iowa's already getting different.
Iowa's so different right now.
And I hate it.
And, like, it's weird because, like, it is in ways we don't necessarily see. Like, it's not like there's a new built. Like, it's not, like,
yeah, that's
obvious.
True. Yeah.
It's just but that it our friend. Yeah. It's just that our friend's life is worse. And that's so fucked.
For no fucking reason.
Yeah.
It's terrible. You know, that's terrible.
The Moist Money Podcast.
Let's get into it.
Hey, bud.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Moist Money Podcast. How's everyone doing? Hopefully you're doing as good as you can.
Yeah, it's just getting weird out there.
In today's climate. Yeah, it's getting a little rough. But I do want to talk about, so I think last week I said that I was back on the dating apps.
Oh, yeah. Is that also rough out there for that?
Yeah, it's also rough out there for that. So I haven't updated my profile yet.
Mm-hmm.
I did go through and like change some photos or get rid of some photos you didn't like. And
yes.
Hopefully I'll take a cool bar photo tonight.
Yeah, there you go.
Of me behind the bar because you'll have to take it.
Yeah, I'll come in.
Yeah, take a photo of me. But I've already matched with a crazy girl.
Okay.
And I want to talk fun. And I want to talk about her.
Okay. Does she know about the podcast?
No. Okay. And I've never met her.
Okay.
And I never will. It's shut down already.
All right. You shut it down.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. So here's what happened. So I matched with this girl. I think it was on Bumble.
Nice.
You know? And we were talking. I was like, okay, whatever. You know, fine. Mm-hmm. And then she was like, hey, do you want to talk off this app? And I was like, sure. It's a lot easier. You know? Yeah. So then we started talking on Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were talking, and then all of a sudden she calls me on Snapchat.
Which is a bold move.
I didn't even know you could call people on Snapchat. Like, it's not just a FaceTime.
Yeah.
It was just audio.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know you could do that. And I was, like, busy. So I was like,
no.
Didn't answer, and I was like, sorry, I'm busy.
Because also, if I'm actively talking to someone, I want to call them, usually I'll ask.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure, like, the message before, she was like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, I'm at the studio working on shit. And then she called me.
That would piss me off.
And I was just like, hey, I'm at the studio working on shit. What do you want?
Yeah.
And she was like, I just wanted to talk. And
no.
And I was just like, okay, well, I'm busy.
Yeah.
So I was like, I can call you when I drive home.
Okay. So I was like, do you even like her at this point?
It's whatever.
Yeah.
It's just somebody to talk to.
Sure.
Like, I'm not like, I wasn't like super into her or anything. So then like I call her on my way home. It was a good conversation, you know?
Nice.
She talked a lot, so that's easy for me.
Mm-hmm.
Just to be like, oh, cool. Wow.
Nice.
And then I get home and I'm like, okay, well, I got some work to do.
Yeah.
I should probably
just text.
Yeah.
Because also you're never like, I can't be on. You're just, I don't want to talk.
Yeah.
Because I was like, you're texting her either way.
Yeah. I'm not. Yeah. I'm not like I'm going to be gone. So I was like, can we just text? I got to edit. I got to also just wanted to play video games.
Yeah.
Not talk on the phone. And she's like, yeah, that's fine. And then so like I got a little high.
Mm-hmm.
And then she FaceTimed me.
Yep.
And I was just like,
stop it.
I like literally waited till it was done and then messaged her. And I was like, I'm working on stuff.
Yeah, this is like a spray bottle scenario of like, hey, stop
it. Yeah, and I was like, I'm working on stuff. What's up? And she's like, I don't know, I just wanted to talk. And I was like, what?
Yep.
What the fuck?
Stop it.
And then, so we were talking a few days and then, she was looking for like a new apartment or a new house or something. And she was like, she sent me videos of like the tour. And I was like, oh, wow, that looks cool.
It's also weird.
Yeah. I've never met this lady.
Yeah.
And then she goes, do you want to be my roommate?
Okay. And like, how much did this feel sarcastic or jokey or weird?
If,
like,
I mean, at this point, I'm already weirded out by her because she just kept calling me.
But also, maybe she's just doing bits.
I don't know.
You're a bit man.
But this is like, this is weird. I like doing, but then I was like, I've never met you. And she just goes, ha ha ha, I was joking. And I was like, are you sure? Like, because I definitely.
Was it a two bedroom?
I don't know. But I mean, it looked nice, but I was like, I've never met you. You're coming off way too strong.
And just way too weird.
Way too weird. Like, I get if you're being weird and doing bits, but these were like, no. She was like 100% in on this relationship that I've never met.
Sure.
It was fucking so weird. So then, like, I took like a few days to respond because I'm like, so then my phone was being blown up. I had like 12 Snapchats from her. Oof. And like some of them were just like of like her feet of like her car. And then she's like, did I do something wrong? And I was just like, what if I was just busy?
Yeah.
Obviously, I was ignoring her.
Right.
But I was like, what if I was just busy
for a few days?
I mean, it was like a day and a half.
Okay.
Like, because it was when I got back from St. Louis.
Yeah.
So like I talked to her on the ride and then I was exhausted. You know, I was recovering from
pants.
Yeah. Didn't do that, but could have. From the barbecue.
Yeah. You could have.
But then I sent it. But then I was like, well, I don't just want to ghost her.
Sure.
So we had our... We then had each other's phone numbers because then she wanted to call me on that, which sucked.
Why?
I don't know. So I texted her and I was like, hey, sorry. It's been a busy couple of days. I'm just wanting to let you know that I think you're looking for something different than I am. I wish you the best of luck.
Because you don't even know what you're looking for. It's just not that.
Yeah. I was like, I'm not into this. But I was trying to be so nice about it. And she just goes, I'm confused. And I was like, well, I just don't think this is working. This is like clicking.
Did the messages ever get sexual?
No.
Okay.
No.
Not even like, oh, I wish I was cuddling you.
Okay, we did talk about cuddling a lot, but never like fucking sex. That's
something.
Yeah. But it was just, so then I tried ending it, and then she like fought the ending.
Yeah, that's always
and
rough.
I'm just like.
Which happens a lot to you.
I know, it sucks. Because I'm trying to be a nice guy and not ghost people.
But also.
And then they just. Don't take no for
like,
an answer.
Like, I find you interesting, but I know you're not putting out interest. Like, you're not.
Yeah.
Like, what they're, like, really going after. It's just like you being like,
and we've never
what's
met.
Up? Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like, what the fuck? And trying to be like, no. And then she finally just said, okay. And I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
It was good. And then a couple days later, I posted on my Snapchat story.
Oh, so you didn't delete her.
I probably should now. But I posted on my Snapchat story.
There's UPS.
UPS. It's going after FedEx.
Yeah.
But I was on my Snapchat story and she responded and she goes, how was St. Louis?
Weren't you talking during St. Louis?
Yes. And I was like,
stop.
It was fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then like she kept like sending messages and I was just ignoring her because I was like, I already ended this. And then the next day she kept sending me Snapchats of her in bed just like looking sad. And she sent me like 8 of them and I didn't respond to any of them.
All right. Wait.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
And I was like.
What time is she still in bed?
It was like all day.
Okay. She sat in bed all day.
And just sending me, and like the photos had no text. It was just her like with a sad face. And it just.
Any
like,
provocative?
No.
Or just, okay.
No.
So just sat in bed.
Just sat in bed. And like I wouldn't respond. And then like an hour later, she sent me another one.
And no text.
No text. And I'm just like, what the fuck is going on?
I think you need to marry this woman.
No. People are. Why are people so crazy?
I like her moxie. She's trying something.
I think she's just ready to jump into something serious because that's how she, and I was like.
Or maybe she's so bored and just having fun. Can you imagine doing that? Like if you were a hot girl too, you could just fuck with people and they'd let you forever.
Yeah. She wasn't though.
All right. That's it.
I mean, she was, you know, fine.
You matched with her.
Yeah. I matched with her. She was fine. But like, it was just like, settle down. Like I'm like, the studio working
scenario.
On YouTube stuff and like my phone keeps blowing up. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm not even talking to you right now. Yeah, it was literally
you
like
gotta do that.
I got a spray bottle.
Mm-hmm. That's what you should just respond with. Just spray bottle emojis. Just calm down.
God, the dating apps are weird. And then I have another story.
Mm.
So I've been talking to a few other people and they're I like the conversation and you know it's fine and whatever. But the first girl I ever matched with on Tinder when I first got the apps.
Wow.
This
which really first one you matched with, you should marry them.
So her name is Kayla.
Okay.
And I matched with her back in February when I first got the apps. And I go, hey there, you are so cute. That's what I said.
Nice.
Smiley face.
Was she?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she responded and says, hey, I'm not cute. I'm a woman.
Okay.
So then I said, you can be both. Is that a good response?
I agree with it. That's really... You can.
You can be both.
It's okay.
No but response. Also,
what?
Yeah, I'm like, I gave a girl a compliment.
And like, not even a horrible one. Like, it's not, like, because I could even see like hot or like, because also responding, no, I'm a woman. That's.
Yeah, that's weird.
Because you could be like, no, I'm beautiful or I'm hot or something more
she said,
than
I'm
cute.
I'm not cute. I'm a woman. Women can be cute.
I agree.
Yeah, you can be both. And then she didn't respond. And I was like, first off, when she responded to me, I was like, what? Oh. Like,
because it's one thing if she just wasn't interested in you, but she was like, fuck you.
She's like, I'm just going to shut this down. I don't like compliments.
She spray bottled you. Like, no.
She's the one she matched with me. That's why I responded with her. It's so weird. And then all the people that match and then don't talk is it's so annoying.
Yeah. But also, like, I don't know. He's got to bring the thunder. Dude, just text him every day, all of them.
No.
Some sad photos of you in bed.
Did I do something wrong? Yeah. Dating is rough.
Yeah, I definitely don't miss a lot.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
I'm talking to a few people, and then like sometimes the people that I'm interested in actually talking to, they like will quit responding or be really slow at responding.
Sure.
So then I'm just filling my time talking to other
people. That's why he's got to call them.
Oh, God. That's a bold fucking move.
I respect her. The sad photos in bed, I love that.
She just really, I think I need to delete her.
I'm going
to
give a speech at your wedding.
No, we're not getting married.
You might.
She had a weird name, too.
But so did the girl you chose for The Bachelor. I wonder how that's going.
Oh, yeah.
Is that on?
I don't know. You're the one that knew it about it.
I just found a video.
I think it maybe started in February.
Maybe. I'll look into it during our next break.
Yeah, I wonder if the girl's still alive. I forgot who I picked, but she was gorgeous.
Was it Janae?
Janae, I think.
Maybe.
One of them.
It was like J apostrophe something, I think.
Which I've dated an apostrophe girl before.
Nice.
You know better.
Oh, okay.
Started with a D.
Oh.
But this girl's name, I'll believe it.
Yeah.
But it was.
Oh.
So it was literally.
Believe that too.
It was literally.
Huh.
I was like, how do you say that?
Mm.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of bleeps here.
So it is a photo. And she was like, oh, she's really pretty. I was like, yeah, it's just we make fun of her because she dated both of us. That's why.
And she was really mean to us in high school.
But no, but also she was. She's really nice and actually funny and cool.
It's she just was mean to me.
Because she left you at a dance for me. Then you walked home.
Yep. I've walked home a lot. That's good for mental health. Mm-hmm. Going on a little walk.
Yeah, alone. Sad.
Yeah, sad. Sending Snapchats.
What song were you listening to?
Oh, God.
What was that?
It was my sad song.
Was it like a Nelly?
It was a Nelly song. Yeah. Something Dream.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? It was all just a dream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just you with your shaggy dumb hair walking home.
So I remember.
Were you still bowl cut back then?
No, I had like a swoopy hair.
Okay.
But I remember I walked home from, it was homecoming. It's like a 2.5 mile walk. And I listened to Nelly's Just a Dream on repeat. That was my sad song in sophomore year.
Because you had to hold a girl's purse while I danced.
And then the next day was church, and I remember I walked to church listening to the song. And
was she there?
No, she didn't go to my church.
I don't know. You like church girls, though.
Yeah, and then I ended up having a serious relationship with a church girl.
There you go. Meet her at a walk-in? Or what are lock-ins?
A lock-in? What's a walk-in? At Christopher.
Oh.
Christopher walk-in.
God, lock-ins were the coolest thing. Because I don't know if my church did them, but they were all Catholic, so it wasn't cool.
Yeah,
I think I went to your church
you
lock-ins.
Came a lot. Josh came a lot.
Also, there was hot girls at your church.
Yep.
And I was like...
Because they would only come to the lock-in.
Yeah, and you could only see them at night. Or that was the only chance to see a girl your age at night.
Yeah, and it was, man, lock-ins were so fun because you would just play around.
Yeah.
Sometimes people would fool around.
Yeah, and then they'd try to sneak God in there, but we always fought it.
Yeah, because we were like, we're going to go play dodgeball instead.
Yeah. Sorry.
Actually, we're going to play Mario Kart. Actually, we're going to play hide and seek across the entire church.
But somebody's getting a handy in the chapel.
Yeah, probably.
Didn't that happen to you?
Not in a lock-in.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, in the prayer chapel.
Andy. Over the pants?
No.
Hell yeah.
Fucking straight dog.
What the fuck? Pants down or underpants?
Pants were pulled.
Wow.
Down, not all the way.
Okay.
It'd be ready in case.
Wouldn't have been ready if someone walked
in. You can lock that door. It's the prayer chapel.
You shouldn't be able to.
Why? Just, you're praying in private.
No, because priests do shit too.
Oh.
I guess you weren't Catholic, but still.
Yeah.
I assume there's... Well, no, they were allowed to marry. another religion. So I think their church leaders weren't as bad. Speaking of which, I bet by the time this gets released, we'll have a new pope.
What happened to the pope we have?
He is actively dying. He's on his way to meet his boss.
And it turns out there is no boss.
Maybe. We'll see. I don't think it's at least his boss. I think it's outsourced.
Boss.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the process of becoming a pope?
Well, you got to
Who is the pope right now?
So many kids. I believe it's a...
I'm sorry. I cut off the joke.
I believe it's a Francis is our current pope.
Pope Francis. Okay.
Yeah. Probably there's a John in there somewhere.
Pope John Francis?
John Paul Baptiste. I think that's a jazz player.
It does sound like a pope, though.
I think that is. I don't remember. But, yeah, so he has, I don't know if it's tuberculosis or something else wrong with his lungs, but also he's like an ancient man.
Yeah, they're always so old.
Oh, yeah, you don't want a young
pope. Older than our president.
Yes.
And he's old.
God, that's so fucking weird. But yeah. No, so he is actively dying. I think his, like, lungs are shutting down and whatever, and they're, like, really fighting to keep him alive. And I'm just like, if you are the pope, why would you fight to stay alive?
Yeah, you know where you're going.
If you truly believe in a Catholic God, and you are the leader of the Catholic Church, you have to be like, slam fucking dunk.
Yeah, you're God's number two.
Those gates are open when I'm approaching.
Yeah, like, they're having a fucking parade.
Yeah. No, it's going to be awesome. But no, he's still kicking. He's fighting.
I mean, death is scary.
That's fair, yeah. But also, I don't know, the whole like Pope Society thing is so fucking weird. Like the Vatican and all that.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
So much hidden knowledge.
Yeah, and they're allowed to have it secret?
They just own it.
I guess the government decides so from us.
Well, and they're their own government,
yeah,
too, because they are a government of a city. Because they're in the middle of Italy.
Yeah, but it's just their own.
Vatican City, yeah.
How does that, how do you make that happen?
I don't know, because they even have their own Swiss
Can we make
guard.
Your house a fucking...
Ugh, I think Trump would bomb us pretty quick if we became a sovereign society. Like, yeah, I don't know what it technically means to invade, but also I would lose power, heat, electricity. I would lose everything.
Then we'd for sure have to be on the radio.
Yes, yeah, AM. We have to
be on AM radio.
I don't know, this thing runs off batteries.
Yeah, but then...
You might just get arrested for propaganda.
For propaganda, because yeah. I'd have to
from my society.
I'd have to go to the coffee shop to edit it.
Yeah,
and people would get caught. I'd have to wear a mask.
I want you to go home. You don't live here.
But then I don't want them to find out where I live.
Oh sure, yeah.
They can trace the IPs, bloodhounds, heat-seeking missiles.
Yeah, they can sniff those out. Yeah,
yeah.
Bloodhounds are famously known for their IP sniffing abilities.
Just quoting Pineapple Express. Okay. Yeah, the Pope is weird.
And probably dead by now.
Interesting. Well, rest in peace, the Pope. Hopefully we get a
PS truck.
Wow. They're really coming in.
I know, they're teasing me.
Damn, are we live? They're fucking just going down. It is time for a segment. It's time for Taste Test.
Was it a segment when we did The Bachelor?
I don't know. I think it might have been a ranking.
Well, yeah, I didn't know if like it had its own little segment.
I don't think we made
something.
A segment for it.
All right, but I did look up just to see if I could get an update on The Bachelor. It didn't tell me if she's in or not, but I did read Janae's fun facts,
ooh,
and I like her less.
Oh, really?
All right, her first fun fact, Janae loves taking pictures on her film camera. That's fine. That's okay, fine.
Yeah, like
probably just Polaroid.
Polaroid, yeah, 100%. And it's probably a modern Polaroid.
Yeah. Janae has a rose tattoo on her right forearm. Coincidence?
What? That's a fun fact?
I don't know. It's fine. But then our third fun fact. Janae's love language is, can you guess?
Physical touch.
FaceTime. Pissed me off.
FaceTime?
Pissed me off.
FaceTime?
Yeah. Pissed me off, Janae.
That's not a love language.
Stop it. It's not cute. It's not funny. You're 28.
Knock
also,
it off.
If you
quit calling me. Yeah, it actually turns out I was just been Janae this whole time.
You would answer.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
If a girl of that caliber was calling me, mm-hmm, I'd drop everything.
I'd give her so many Polaroid cameras.
I'd move to France.
I don't think that's where she lives.
But if she told me to,
I'd be there.
I'd be there. I'd sell everything I got.
Yeah, you think everything you got can get you to France?
One way ticket.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, and you could start holding public meetings. I have no update on her.
Most women of the year, she did it.
I love her. That's who you should end up with.
No. She seems like way too much.
Yeah, you need a powerful woman.
Yeah.
She'd get you in shape.
Yeah.
Yeah, your life would be in order. Because
woo!
It'd
be like my assistant.
You'd also be broke because she just keeps demanding money.
Yeah, and I go, I'm trying, babe.
I need $2,000 by the end of the day. Like, fuck.
How? Why?
What are we doing?
what are you going to do at the end of the day?
You're on the street. You're standing
yeah.
there.
Yeah, what are we doing?
Where's it going?
All right, it's time for a taste test. I found these at the store, and I've never heard of these. This is Chase's Cherry Mash.
From the Chase Candy Company.
Yeah, an American favorite since 1918. These look like super old candy.
They're lying immediately.
From St. Joseph, Missouri. Net worth, 2.05 pounds. I've never seen these or heard of these. So I was like, that sounds interesting. And then on the back, there's like recipes you can use to make these. You can make like a cherry mash milkshake, a cherry mash sundae.
Upon inspection, they're different than I expected.
Oh, it's like a big chocolate ball.
Yes, that's better. I was worried it was going to be like a Charleston Chew situation or something, like just a clump of something you bit off of.
Well, that was embarrassing.
Oh, it's so fucking dumb.
My ball just flew in the air. Oh. Dang, these look, they smell good.
They smell fine.
Might have got a little bit of hair on
them.
Smell
like old chocolate.
Okay, well, cheers. Huh. Interesting.
Not right.
All right. It's a lot. Jacob's still chewing. I took a smaller bite. So it's like the outside is like a thick chocolate fudge type shell and then like a soft cherry inside.
Yeah, it's not great.
It kind of tastes like
cherry candy. Just always tastes like medicine to me.
Yeah, it kind of tastes like a cherry Tootsie Roll or something.
A little bit, yeah.
But it is very medicine-y. I do like this though.
It's fine. I would rather it definitely could be smaller.
Oh yeah, why is it so
like
fucking
the size
big?
Adds no value here.
Yeah, why is it so big? How is this an American favorite
since what 1924? Okay, 18. That was close.
So fuck him.
As old as the Pope.
He's that old?
No, he's not 106.
That'd be wild.
In that case, I would maybe be Catholic still. Where I was like, he's clearly chosen.
Yeah. The gods are keeping him alive.
For no fucking reason.
Ooh.
All right.
Still thinking about that cherry mashed.
It's fine. I wouldn't recommend it.
I mean, if you like trying new things.
Yeah, but it's not even like, I'm not surprised by any part of it. It's very much just like, you would get one of those in a heart candy box.
Oh,
something
yeah.
will have that inside and it'll be smaller and easier.
And easier to eat. Yeah, better. I don't know why that's so fucking big. A cherry mash. I know I've never heard of them, so people know what they are.
All right. Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird. Every time I go to the grocery store, they have weird shit like that.
Sure.
I don't know why.
Our grocery store downtown just had a new kid section, and I don't understand why. It's got like Legos and shit. I'm like, you don't want kids playing.
What the fuck?
In this store.
It has a kids section?
Yeah. It kind of feels like the Willy Wonka experience that they did that. In England that they got in trouble for.
I don't remember that.
God, you are so offline. It pisses me off.
What'd they do in England? How long ago was this? Yesterday?
Over a year.
Oh, okay.
It's when Wonka was coming out. This company held an event for it, but there was one Willy Wonka guy, one Oompa Loompa girl who just looked miserable. You got half a cup of lemonade and I think a few pieces of candy and that's it. And all the posters were like AI, so they got sued.
What did
shit.
You... But what
was it?
It was
supposed
it?
To be an experience, and oh. it just wasn't.
And it just sucks.
You got half a cup of lemonade and a few pieces of candy.
And you had to pay for it?
Yes, I'd imagine so, yeah.
Oh
and
my
the
God.
Kids were pissed.
Why are they selling Legos at the grocery store?
I don't know. Well, especially this grocery store, which they've had to build walls because people keep stealing from it.
Yeah, and there's always a live armed cop.
Yeah, I think a few of them, usually.
I've
yeah.
never seen kids in there.
No, nor should there be.
Yeah, and so let's build a kids section.
Yeah, and it's like... a big chunk of the store where produce used to be.
What the fuck? Yep. So it's in that area?
Yeah, it's really confusing. And they're just, my theory is that they're trying to shut that place down.
They've been trying to shut down for years.
I don't know.
That's so fucked.
More local news for you.
Yeah. Wow.
Sorry.
I'm learning. But it's time for another segment.
What we got?
Slippery Sins.
So you're gearing up for your first bartending shift tonight. How do you feel about that?
Oh, yeah. I am. Before we get jump into Slippery Sins, tonight I work as a bartender by myself.
Mm-hmm, your first solo shift.
My first solo shift. I'm a little nervous.
How do you make a drink?
Depends on what it is.
What if I asked you to recommend me a cocktail? What would you make?
Captain America.
Give me a different one.
I knew you would like that one.
Yeah, but what else? If I want to try something new.
Well, probably something off of a cocktail menu.
So you can't even tell me how to make a cocktail?
Well, it depends on what cocktail you
I'm
order.
Asking for a recommendation. You didn't know how to make a cocktail.
Well, some of them I've never made.
That's why I was asking for a recommendation of a cocktail you could make.
The Time Crisis limeade's pretty good.
What's in it?
I've made it a few times.
Okay.
It's lemon vodka.
Wow.
I think it's Sprite and lemonade.
Okay.
And grenadine.
It sounds very fine.
It's pretty good.
Sure.
There's a girl that comes in and always orders it. She's come in a few times that like I'm always working and she'll just talk to me. Mm-hmm. She's pretty cute, but she's a little crazy.
Saw her the other day. She is cute.
But she always orders one of those and a slice of pizza because she's like, I'm running errands.
What a woman.
Yeah.
Running errands.
I'm running errands, but I gotta stop by Uptown and have my cherry lime tie. She stops by Uptown and then she stops by another bar and has one drink at both bars when she runs errands.
Okay. I mean, maybe she's doing walking stuff around there. Which walking errands while tipsy is very fun.
Yeah, that's fun. And then a few times she'll like finish it, but she's still talking and she's like, man, I don't know. Should I have another one? And I go, it's up to you. And she goes, what do you think? Should I have another one? And I was like,
I don't think I'm legally allowed to say.
I was like, yeah, you should have another one. It's weird when you're a bartender and people ask, should I have another one?
I don't know if you're legally allowed to answer that.
Because like you're not supposed to over serve. Obviously, I only gave her one drink. Yeah. But then like I do want to serve her another one because that means I make at least it's opportunity to make more money.
Yeah. And the bar makes more money.
Yeah.
But that's a weird thing about bars is I don't think you're technically supposed to like recommend people drink.
Yeah, because it is weird working at a bar because people are getting drunk, but you're not allowed
to get them drunk.
You're not allowed to get them drunk.
Yeah, because
if someone gets in a car accident and they're drunk and they were at your bar, you can get in trouble.
I think it's even technically illegal to be drunk at a bar.
Yeah, public intox.
Because like you're not ever supposed to be drunk, which is so weird.
It's so wild because people are hammered at bars.
I mean, often bartenders are hammered at bars.
Yeah, that's true.
A coworker of his just got fired for falling asleep on her bar.
Because she was so drunk.
Yeah. While being a bartender.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
And how do you...
Because also it was a morning shift.
Oh my God. Yeah,
I have no idea. That's difficult.
What the fuck? That sounds stressful. Moving on to slippery sins.
Yeah.
This is gluttony. Okay. I like both these questions, so we're going to talk about both of them. If a billionaire invited you to dinner and giant panda was on the menu, would you take a taste?
Yeah, absolutely.
100%.
Yeah, I wouldn't request giant panda, but if it's already there being served, I'm absolutely taking a bite.
That means it's already dead and they already have the meat, yeah.
No, I will take a bite of anything.
Exactly. And if it's a billionaire and it's human on the menu, fuck yeah.
Yeah, I'm not ordering it, but if that's what they're serving and I'm there, I'm eating it.
I'm eating it. I'm trying it.
With question, but I don't know
what's the question?
I would want to know what kind of person it was.
Oh, really? You don't care about what kind of cow you eat?
I mean, if there are different types of cows and I could understand their backstory a little bit, I might.
Cows have feelings.
Yeah, but like we don't know them.
You don't know this person that's dead.
No, I'm saying that it would be much easier to know the person than know the cow.
I'm just saying. I feel like you're setting up a line that doesn't matter.
No, it's not a line. It's just a curiosity. I would still eat them.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if there's an answer they could give that would make me not eat them. Unless they were like, yeah, they have all these diseases. And then maybe I wouldn't eat the meat.
Yeah, but if they were like, this guy was racist.
I would eat him.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, he died. Good thing he's dead.
Yeah, that's fine.
This guy was a great guy.
I'd still eat him.
Meat's still pretty good.
Yeah, like, all right, let me use some of his energy. Maybe I can do greatness with it.
Yeah, I think maybe only if it was like, this guy has all the hepatitis.
Yeah, then maybe I would just go with an appetizer instead.
Yeah, but that would be like, but what does it taste like?
Yeah, is it good?
Yeah, is it good? People seem to be enjoying it.
Yeah, I guess I would maybe be just the last person to take a bite, but all of them are good.
Yeah, they're all good. They're all billionaires.
Right, yeah. Also, maybe they can afford to take care of all the hepatitises.
Yeah, if you deep boil it.
I don't want boiled meat. I don't want like if that's the other thing is oft a lot of the cannibals who do eat people, they don't like eat it well. Like they don't cook it well. They don't know how to cook.
Yeah. I want it done by a real chef.
I want like a good steak of a person or like ribs.
A filet.
A filet. Give me a good haunch.
I wonder what a human rib would be like.
I mean, like, there's no.
I don't know if we have the actual meat.
No, I mean, we're not as good as cow.
No, yeah.
Like,
those ribs are fucking
We good. Wouldn't be as good as any of the main foods we've literally created to eat now.
But a turkey leg versus a human leg. Imagine carrying around a human thigh.
That'd be fine.
That might be fucking good.
Dude, I would love, I want to hold one of those femurs. I know they won't look like the cartoon bone, but like I want that.
Oh, of the human
like
femur?
Like a caveman bone. Ah, like, yeah. But like.
You should get one.
I have a human rib.
Yeah, and it's cool.
That's the only human bone I have, I believe.
You should get a human femur.
I maybe have a toe bone
somewhere.
That's
fucking big.
I know. I think it's 2 feet. It's hard to get human bones too.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Because of biodegradable or fucking hazardous material.
Kind of, yeah. And also yeah. just because it's human.
Yeah.
We have rights.
Well, they're dead.
Some of us now.
Yeah, some of us. They're taken away.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever slept with multiple partners in a single day?
Single day? I don't think so.
Oh, wow.
24-hour period, maybe?
Yeah, let's say 24-hour period.
Probably.
I have...
Yeah, your birthday.
Yeah,
I remember
birthday.
That day.
Two different women.
Yeah, no, I don't think I honestly have. But like 24 hours apart, probably.
Yeah.
Probably one at night, one in the afternoon the next day.
It was wild.
Yeah. Did you just feel like the king of the world?
Yeah.
What birthday was that? 22?
22, 21.
I think it was 22. Because I think 20. Wait, no, maybe no, it was 21.
I think it was 21.
Because
yeah.
I couldn't drink. That's when the cop showed up.
Yeah, I think it was 21.
We shot them with a Nerf gun.
Yeah, just 21.
Yeah, we almost died that day.
Yep. And that was when I was becoming an adult.
Yeah,
and the women helped me.
We threw a little party, and at one point, one of the girls left for a while, and then she came back, and we're like, oh, let's ambush her, and we had Nerf guns pointed at the door. Someone opened the door, and we all pulled our guns out, and it was a cop.
It was two cops.
And one of them had a gun out immediately.
The lady cop thought it was funny.
Yeah, guy cop did not. And then our friend who we were trying to scare was right behind him. So, like, I'm glad that we didn't get in trouble, because that's a very understandable scenario.
Yeah.
And, like, we got in trouble because I think we dropped something. Or
well, we were playing drums.
Oh, right. Austin was.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
There's a noise complaint.
Oh, God. Our neighbors sucked. Kind of. They let their dog out on you that one time.
Yeah, that was fucked.
That's one of my favorite stories from that.
All right, moving on to Wrath. It's up to you.
Okay.
Someone in this room has to die.
I guess you.
Who do you pick?
I would kill you.
Well, that's weird because I'd choose me too. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
Are you?
I think this is meant for a group.
Yeah. No, if one of us has to die, it's got to be you.
Why?
You know.
Why? Is it because you're married?
A little bit.
It's because you have a house?
A little bit.
Think you're better than me?
A little bit. I think you've been suicidal more recently than me. Or
why's your shirt tied?
Maybe.
I guess.
I think you would respect my decision.
I guess that's fair.
And I would eat you.
And then you have to shoot me.
Yeah. But then I get to eat you. And it's okay.
Well, here's a follow-up.
Okay.
Everyone here has voted. And you're being pitched off the lifeboat.
Okay.
Make a last-ditch case for your own survival.
I'm going to pop the lifeboat.
Oh, so we're all going to die.
That's what I'm doing, yeah. I'm not going out without a fight.
So we're all going to die.
Yeah.
What a piece of shit.
Either way, my world is ending. What's the difference it make to me if you all go out with me?
Wow.
Yeah, you all just have to suffer your consequences of
wow.
trying to kill me. Yeah, I'm
That's
popping
evil.
The lifeboat immediately.
But what if there's like an animal on board?
We would have eaten that animal by now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder what led us to choose you to kick you off.
Yeah.
Probably because you kept taking your penis out.
I have never once done that. It is odd that we've been friends for so long and have not seen each other's penises.
That's good.
It's fine.
I don't want to.
No, I have no need to.
What are we going to get out of it?
Perspective.
We just both have small dicks.
They're fine. I think we both have average dicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not anything proud of.
I wouldn't write home about it, but also my mom doesn't want to know about that. Yeah.
But I was naked in a shower.
You were, and I saw.
Yeah.
And you looked bad. Better than I expected.
Yeah, looked pretty good.
Yeah.
People liked it.
Yeah. One person liked it.
One people liked it. Gluttony. What's a food that always goes bad in your fridge? Why do you keep buying it?
So the issue is our food doesn't go bad in our fridge. Our food goes bad on the kitchen table because Izzy does not use chip clips.
Oh, shit.
And then she tells me, like, oh, I don't mind stale food. I'm like, that's not the conversation.
That's not
it's that stop making our food go stale so quick. We could just enjoy it for longer.
I'll just wrap the bag up.
Yeah, I'll eat a slightly stale chip. Like, Takis are pretty good stale because they're those tortilla things. Yeah. But, like, we don't eat them out overnight without a chip clip on them.
Oh, my God. She just leaves it open?
Constantly.
That sucks.
That'd be like leaving uncapped beverages around. Like, no one does that.
Uncapped?
Capped. Like, oh. if I took this cap off and, like, because you can easily just roll it up. Like, it's normal to, it's easy to close things.
I could see you leaving a cap off.
I don't leave a cap off. I'm too, I spill too much.
Oh, okay, yeah. So you do it out of,
yeah. Not, like, not I don't even preserve. Like, I don't even like this because I'll spill it so quickly. I spill so much and it pisses me off.
Really? You're a spill guy?
I guess.
I haven't seen you spill that often.
It might be because weed has been introduced and also because we don't eat dinner at the dinner table. So it's more movement with food.
Yeah, you take it out to the coffee table.
Yeah.
Sit on the couch.
Which also,
you got,
like,
multiple plates. You got multiple drinks.
Exactly.
You're like, high.
Mm-hmm. It's a whole
You're
conundrum.
Watching YouTube.
Yeah. All right, but in the fridge. I mean, leftovers.
Yeah, leftovers is a good one.
I do decent about eating leftovers, but I don't like eating leftovers 2 days in a row.
Yeah. Sometimes I will. Like, if I make a big bottle, big of thing of pasta.
Sure.
But then I'm just like, the last time I eat, I'm just like, I'm tired of this. Yeah. Yeah.
But lettuce, I feel like she eats a lot of lettuce, but like if we
lettuce goes bad so quick.
Yeah, and it gets so gross so quick.
I feel like lately for me it's been milk.
Sure.
I don't buy milk that often, but when I do, like I have milk in my fridge right now that's bad.
But you gotta push the date. You know that, right?
This has been passed.
Sure, because it takes like at least a week to kick
it.
It has
been passed.
Do you know it is absolutely fine to drink bad milk though?
Yeah, it's just cottage
cheese. Like health wise, yeah. Because it's been pasteurized. Yeah. So it's like not dangerous at all, which I do find interesting.
Pasteurized?
Yeah.
I want it below my eyes.
Okay. One thing I...
That's a quote from South Park.
Okay. One thing I do really want to try is unpasteurized milk. Just raw milk. It's supposed to be so fucking good.
Really?
Yeah, it's supposed to be delicious.
Is it like chunky?
I don't know. I think it's more creamy.
Ooh, interesting.
But also it can be a little bloody, I think, or something like that.
Bloody?
I mean, we're pulling it out of an animal.
Yeah, that's true. We're going, huh? Huh?
Do you kind of wish you could be milked?
No. Why
like,
would I?
Like out of an udder? I think that would feel good.
Like if I was a cow?
Yeah. Like having an udder, I mean, a little jealous.
We kind of have one.
We don't. Oh, you mean our dicks?
Our dicks. Yeah. And we kind of milk every day.
Kind of, but it's not the same.
It does feel good.
Yeah, that's true.
And you do like it.
I do like it.
And, but then,
like,
people, and then people drink it.
I don't want a baby cow to do it to me though. But like,
why would a baby cow jerk you off?
Because it's an udder. I'm saying if I had an udder, like you, like
why would a baby cow jerk you off?
It's an udder. They take care of the udder. You're the one who compared the udder to a dick. I'm just saying a baby cow takes care of an udder.
Oh, I always pictured a human taking care of an udder with the rubber gloves.
Oh, gotcha. Because
you're milking it.
No, I'm thinking the natural like cycle of motherhood.
Oh.
Yeah.
So just women with boobs.
Yeah, but imagine it with a cow. It sounds nicer. It's relaxing. You're on all fours. You're just hanging out.
You're probably laying down.
I feel like they dip under.
I feel like you're laying down because you're feeding like eight little cows at the same time.
Well, you only have four udders and they're not cats.
Well, you can.
You can't feed eight.
You can feed four at a time.
I don't think they don't have litters.
Cows don't?
No.
They just have one at a time.
Yes.
What if twins?
Probably. I don't know. But no, like, have you ever seen a cow get pulled out of a cow?
No. Nope.
They're pretty fucking big. It's like a nesting doll situation where it's a large
I've
animal.
I've seen a giraffe give birth and that's fucking
where
wild.
Where it's just a free fall real quick.
Yeah. And,
like
then,
they're it, like,
and then it's just like.
Yeah, they're like at least three feet of full free
and then
fall.
And the giraffe is like a baby giraffe
and then
already.
They get up.
And then it's just like, what the
with, yeah, it's
with
another,
a massive neck.
Yeah, because they're still like kind of nesting where it's just like a smaller version of them. Where like babies are just this little soft, dumb pieces of shit.
Yeah, and they can't even walk.
Because I think that has to do with our intelligence level, is that the smarter you are, the longer it takes to kind of kick into being a thing.
Oh, that's why I was in the womb for 11 months.
Because you're too smart?
Yep. Just kidding. I was in for six. No,
you weren't. Neither are true. I assume you were normal.
Yeah.
Just unloved.
Yeah. And I was the first.
Yep. First is the worst.
Second is the best.
Granted, in your family, you might not even be considered the worst anymore. At least loved for sure.
It's hard to tell.
Yeah. All four of your disappointments in your own way. And that's so funny.
We don't talk about it.
What? How disappointing you and all your siblings are?
Yeah.
It's so funny. Because also, it's not like you're rightfully disappointed. Just your parents are dumb.
Yeah.
Or my parents are like, just don't know how to be proud of me. They want to be proud of me.
They just don't understand you.
Yeah. And that's fine.
I don't understand you.
That's fine, too.
They're like, he does a podcast?
Well, they get that. They listen to the radio show that I used to do.
And they listen to this.
She doesn't anymore.
Good.
Yeah. I told her she'd be on it, though.
That'd be so fun.
Yeah, we'll get my mom in here one of these days.
Get moist with your mom?
Don't love that.
You asked for it.
Yep. That's what it's going to be called.
And we're going to do it.
Moist with Moms. We get your mom in, give her some wine. She'd tell some stories.
I don't know if I'd like my
That'd
mom.
That'd be scary.
That means my mom would have to come here.
That's true. That would be weird to see your mom in my house.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd like that. That would be weird. Moving on to sloth.
Okay.
What's something... Sorry. Sorry, I had like a little glitch for a second. Mm-hmm. What's something you've said you need to improve on, but you've made no real effort to?
So much.
Yeah, so much.
I did a good like month of working out where I was doing it like every day.
Yeah.
And then I haven't the past few days.
It's so hard to...
Or probably like 2 weeks.
It's so hard to fucking...
Yeah, I mean, there's that... There's,
I was doing it for a while and then just fell off.
Yeah, because you were way happier when you were doing it too. Yeah. So was I. Well, like I started on yard work yesterday. It's rainy today, so I need to get back to that. But like, yeah. I really want to take care of my yard this year.
Yeah. I mean, you're starting early. It's March. Yeah. So that's pretty early.
That's like really what I'm trying to do. I don't know. I've gone through so many phases. Same with like the idea of like my sideshow career.
Oh yeah.
Is as of now over, like, but it's on pause, like whatever hiatus or whatever the fuck, I don't really care.
Yeah.
But that is interesting that I've had big kicks of where I want to be like, oh, I actually want to be a traveling act and shit like that. But then I'm just like, meh.
You're like, I don't want to. It's a lot of work.
It's and like not a lot of, if I'm not having active fun with it, I just don't need to put in the work.
It's mostly pain.
Yeah.
And then you don't get, and there's not much return.
Yeah. Sometimes zero money.
Yeah.
And so, I'm just up there bleeding like an idiot.
And then it sucks.
Yeah. Someone's already thrown up and like, it's just like, I'm there.
That sucks.
And I just got to pull the staples out of me now.
And you're just like, ugh. Gotta do it again in an hour.
Yep. Hope you guys enjoyed it. You didn't really let me know if you did.
Yeah. Most people didn't like it.
Little to no applause, but that's also kind of the point. I don't know. So like, yeah, I've gone through just so many big phases recently. I'd like to remember which ones were the healthiest and kind of latch onto those.
Yeah. It's so hard to stay healthy. Well, I think my biggest one, and I've been saying I'm going to do it for years, is like fucking get into cooking.
Sure, that would be fun.
Meal prep and just like eating real food and dinners and shit.
Yeah,
meal prep. Like I even bought a cookbook. I even bought, but I just like.
How many things have you made from the cookbook?
None.
Oh, damn.
And I bought it months ago.
Sure.
It's just, and I even bought it like easy meals.
The simplest cookbook you could
find. And like, even just looking at it, I'm just like, man, that means I have to go to the store and buy these individual ingredients.
Yeah, and also everything's gonna get more expensive now.
Yeah, and like, I don't know, my schedule's tough and it's a lot of excuses and it's just.
Yeah, I mean,
and I know I would feel better excuses, if I just did it.
I mean, meal prepping was super nice. That's how I saved a lot of money.
Yeah, and it's a good way to save money. Yeah. Yeah.
But also grocery shopping's so expensive that it almost doesn't feel worth it.
I know, but then I'm like, oh, fuck, I've DoorDashed the past 3 days and there goes $150.
Yeah, DoorDash is the true issue.
Yeah, that's what gets me. It's like, well, I don't have food at home. It's late.
Yeah.
I'm hungry. Let me just order something.
It's such a shitty place to be when you're just hungry enough that like when you're teetering on the, well, if I don't eat now, I'm gonna feel gross.
Yeah.
And then I don't even want to eat.
Yeah. But then I have nothing to eat at home because I haven't been to the grocery store. So then
you're getting grumpy.
Yeah. And then you like order it and you hate it because it's always just mediocre.
Yep.
Because it's like not hot.
Sitting in someone's car.
Yeah.
They didn't just give a shit.
And you paid like $45 for a cheeseburger.
Yeah. It's not great.
Yeah. And you're like, fuck. Can't do it multiple times a day. Not a day, multiple times a week.
Yeah, deleting all those is so big. Like I barely use food delivery now, but still.
I deleted them off my phone.
So now you just go through the website.
But I have them on my iPad.
Yeah, that's not great.
Yeah. It's just, it's so convenient. That's the thing, is it's so easy.
But it's not even better. And no, it's just more expensive.
It's
just,
yeah, it sucks.
It's worse and more expensive.
It's just like,
expensive.
I can literally be like so high out of my mind and just go ding, 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 hit like three buttons. And
that
then,
is nice.
And then food shows up.
The issue is when you just do that all week.
Yeah. There's a few times that I've done it multiple times a day.
Yeah, that's real bad. That's sad.
Yeah. It sucks. Like I'm like woke up and I'm like, well, I'm hungry for lunch or something. And then like.
Lunch I'll usually drive to.
Yeah, I live near so many places.
You do. So do I, yeah.
And those are the places that I order from.
Where you could probably walk two blocks
yeah.
and get it faster and cheaper and better.
And it'd be better.
And it would be correct.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I order Poncheros and Noodles and Company so fucking much. And it is 2 blocks away from where I live.
So, yeah, maybe now that's nicer out, you have to make yourself go out and actually physically pick them up.
Because then
that's
I
at
would
least half, and that's half the price.
And I would feel better.
Yeah.
Because I actually left the house. It stays like that where I don't leave the house at all.
Mm-hmm.
So then I just get in a funk and just eat. Yeah. So I think that's a big one is I've been talking about it for years that I'm going to start cooking.
Yeah. Cause I got a big road trip this week coming up cause I'll be gone like Thursday through Sunday driving across the country.
Yeah, you're going to Alabama.
Yep. Not excited about that.
By yourself.
My big thing is, well, one, it sucks we don't get per diem.
Yeah.
I'm forced to be gone for days, and yeah, I have to buy all my own food.
That's what sucks. I was talking to Wes about when I was going to St. Louis, and he's like, oh, are they paying for your meals? And I was like, nope.
Yeah.
And he's like, is that allowed? Like,
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I literally do not know. But yeah, I'll be gone for days. And like, so I could technically pack a bunch of sandwiches in an ice box.
But you're not gonna.
No, nor do I want to.
Because also you need to, if you're driving that much, you need to stop and get out and stuff. Yeah. And yeah, it's just, so then, yeah, it sucks. When I went to St. Louis, I was gone for 30 hours, you know, there and back. I did make money, but I lost money on that trip.
Yeah. No, I'm going to be working probably like 48 to 50 something hours.
Yeah. But then you're going to be spending money on every meal.
Yep.
I mean, breakfast, you can probably get at the hotel or whatever, but
sure. Yeah,
if they have.
We'll even see. Yeah. Or when I need to leave and shit like that. Yeah.
It just sucks.
No, that's going to be rough. So I'm going to try and think of like healthy snacks to get. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, like pistachios or something.
That wouldn't be bad because that's a snack and like a hobby.
It's a hot. No, pistachios and like sunflower seeds are great road trip.
Yeah, because it keeps you active.
Yeah. But sunflower seeds, you need like a cup and shit. But you're by yourself, so you can just fucking
spit them out.
Spit them out. You can drive without your pants on.
I don't know. I'll be driving in pajama pants for most of the day.
That's true.
That's the thing. I'll have to dress comfy. Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to suck.
It's really
good. We're going to see how he feels next week.
Yeah, because I'm not going to talk for days.
Yeah, because you're going to be by yourself.
Yeah.
You're just driving. Listen to podcasts.
Yeah. I need an audiobook. I need podcasts. I need something. Yeah.
Comedy specials.
Yeah. And I'll probably pack all my devices. And so when they die, because I'll just be in a truck.
Yeah, and it sucks because you can't really do anything. You just have to listen. I don't understand how truck drivers do it.
I don't mind being on the road.
I guess you get a little bit of zen. It is, after a while, you kind of meditative.
But also, like,
I get so bored.
Seats are comfy. Yeah. No, I'll be very bored. Yeah, so next week you'll hear about that, my big road trip across the country.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear about it.
I'm not.
Last card of Slippery Sins is a greed card. You're out to dinner with friends. A stranger places $3,200 on the table.
Okay.
And you're the only one that notices. Do you take it to yourself or split it evenly?
Okay.
What a specific number. $3,200.
$3,200. That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
All right. So I'm at dinner with friends.
Yeah. It's a weird
Well, because my big thing is my first instinct would be like, hey, you left money here. Like,
yeah, I'd be like, what the fuck is this?
I would talk to the person. You'd first. Be like,
excuse me, sir.
So I would, and if they were like, no, and then just kept walking, I'd be like, okay. And at that point, everyone else would see.
And then I'd be like, this guy just left $3,200 here.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to order a round of apps?
I don't even think I'd be like, let's split it up. I'd be like, what is this?
Yeah, what are we doing?
Yeah, here? I think I would be more confused than anything.
I think I would definitely order like a round of shots or a round of apps with it.
But like first I would try to give it back to the person because I would be so confused by that. But I would pay for dinner.
Yeah. And then
I don't know. Like
splitting it evenly, I'd probably take a bigger chunk.
Maybe. I don't know.
It depends on who I'm with though.
That's true.
Because friends is vague.
Yeah.
Also, FedEx truck.
Oh, they're coming for him.
Damn. Two UPS and a FedEx today.
Because I would say if I was with you and your friends, I would not split it with them.
Who's my friends?
Would not trust them with $3,200.
Yeah, we split it evenly ourselves. Yeah.
And like maybe I'd be like, oh, well, Izzy gets a cut too. But then that just goes right back to me. Yeah, like it depends who the friends are.
Yeah, that's the tough part. It depends on, and if I'm out with like people that are like rich friends.
Then no.
Then I'd be like.
No, we're with Wes, absolutely not.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'll get this round.
Yeah, I'll pay for dinner.
I'll pay for dinner.
Since you were going to anyway.
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it.
But this one's on me.
$3,200. That would be nice.
That would be.
Because that's like not that much money, but that would just help so much.
It's not a life-changing amount of money. It's a month-changing amount of money.
That would be.
Yeah.
I mean, that would fucking be like 2 or 3 months probably if I was.
But yeah, you wouldn't.
If I would be wise about it.
You'd blow most of it.
Yeah.
So maybe I wouldn't even give it to you. I'd just give you a nest egg.
And it's just a Cadbury egg?
Mm-hmm. Which is money stuffed inside.
Yeah. Don't eat it. And I get really high and eat it. And I ate the money.
Yeah, there's always money in the
banana
stand. There's
always money in the banana stand. That's what I always say. But this has been the Moist Money Podcast.
You know what we always say.
Did you guys learn something today?
I gave some fun facts out. The Pope might be dead by now.
Yeah.
Let us know in the comments.
Janine might be gone.
Who?
Janine? Is that her name? Janae?
Oh, Janae.
Janae. Yeah. Janae. She might be gone on The Bachelor. Say,
Janine was from the sketch we filmed
yesterday. Filmed it yesterday. Yeah. We're back into filming.
Kind of.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I don't know if what we're making nowadays is good.
Me neither.
But it's very unique
and
very weird.
We're just, it's,
and I like it.
I don't know if we're too much in it or too far removed from it already to know if it's good or not.
It's just, I think we
just got to make it.
I think our sketches are so complex now.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's good for a sketch.
Yeah, it might just go over a lot of people's heads.
Or it just, maybe they'll understand it and I'll just be like, get it? And they're like, yeah, it was fine. I understand everything. That
and it,
like,
took us so much time to make.
Yeah, you're not that clever. I feel like that might be the end of me, is to realize when I'm not that clever.
Hey, we were high when we came up with it, so.
Yep.
Thanks a lot, Dwayne Johnson. That's all we're going to give you. We're not going to give any spoilers because it's going to be for season one of our show.
In 3 years.
Yeah, that we've been working on since we started the podcast. But make sure you follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and Threads, Parler, and Blue Sky, Moist Monday Podcast.
Check out our other sketches at New Peak Productions.
Yeah, you can see our 48-hour film. I think there's one sketch on there.
Probably. But that'll be tagged below on YouTube.
Yeah, check it out. Make sure you send us an email, moistmondaypodcast@gmail.com. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Rate us 5 stars. Do all the shit. Share it with a podcast. Share it with a friend. Share it with an enemy.
Share us with a podcast.
Share us with a podcast.
I enjoy podcasts, so maybe they will too.
Yeah. It is weird.
I do.
We create and we consume.
I do want to kind of look into another one of these us podcasts where it's just two dudes who have nothing to say.
Good luck finding that. It's honestly, all of them.
But also, how do you find them?
Yeah, because ours is called Moist Monday.
Yeah. Like, there's the Basement Yard. They're the only, like, just two guys I know of who don't have anything else going on.
Let's get them on the show.
They are so,
I know, they're
far beyond
so
us.
Big.
They would spit on us and we would deserve it.
They might think we're funny.
In conversation, maybe we could get them to laugh. Not, they wouldn't listen to this.
Yeah.
But we're amazed you made it this
far.
Yeah,
we're amazing. We're amazed that you listened. God.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Dry bones. Lazy bones. Big bones. Dance around in your bones.
Because, like, the drag queen bill, it just made it so you technically, legally can't do Shakespeare plays with, like, the cross-dressing character. Yeah, like, it's shit like that. Like, you're not even doing it right.